This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
Chris is going to agree with me on this. Chris, over 150 people in the pool. One person has not yet paid their entrance fee.
I'm a loser now.
Rico, one person.
Don't be that guy, man.
So I'm leading the bracket, first of all. And second of all, I already.
You know, you're a big liar, too, by the way. Doing this read, I'm leading the bracket, I beat the guys, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hang on a second. You're not winning by that much. You have a narrow lead. He goes, well, I had Houston. Did you have Houston? I'm like, oh, you know what? I got to give the guy credit. He had Houston. Good for him. I look at the sheets yesterday. They didn't have Houston. He doesn't have Houston.
This is DCR.
You sound like you're 86 years old. I don't know what Venmo is. I can't use Venmo.
I don't trust the Venmo.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, la, la.
You really are a treat. DCR with you. 6 o'clock hour, 98.7 ESPN. Don't trust Venmo. Lying about picks that you've made. You know I'm going to look and see who you've taken. You're a special kind of guy. You know that?
Yeah, but I assumed you knew. We talked about the fact that we all had Illinois because Jay Williams. So I had Houston. What I meant was I had Houston up to the point where they were losing to Illinois.
Yeah. We went with the Phantom of the tournament.
Thanks to Jay, exactly right. And then Jay brings up, oh, Rick, didn't you play in a long game in college? Yeah, thanks, Jay.
I don't think he likes you, to be honest. All right, quick break. Jay Williams on the other side. I mean, you know, you laugh. I could have been having a stroke right there, and you guys would have just been giggling your way right
through
it.
But you weren't, Dave. Stop being so dramatic. You weren't.
I could have.
Allow us to laugh on that one, man. It's funny. Laugh with us.
See, we think
with
optimism.
So defensive and play the victim all the time.
Yeah, we're not morbid like you. We didn't think, first thing that didn't come to our minds is, oh, Dave's stroking out.
Oh, yeah. Like the first, like I'm the only person in America that was scared for what happened to Bert Smith last night. Yeah, that was only me.
No, we were scared. Everyone was scared, but we hoped that we hoped for the best. You're like, well, oh, well, yeah,
I wasn't hoping that something bad happened to him.
I think you were.
No, I was. Well, what kind of an animal do you think I am?
I think you were, and you would open the show that you like you like to do when you call your mom and start going back and forth with the obituaries. Guess who died today?
Don't do that.
Tell me you don't have those phone calls with your mother all the time.
Never once.
She doesn't call you and tell you people that are like sick or dead.
Oh, no, she does. But she's
all
old.
The time.
That's what old people do.
Well, you're making your way to that point.
No, please.
You're creeping up
on
me. Call me 86.
I'm fun. I have a lot of energy.
You're lurking.
Diana, I have been lurking. I didn't say I don't have issues. I never said I'm not odd.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, I certainly have skeletons in the closet. But am I an old person when you talk to me? No, I'm not old.
Yeah, metaphorically, we all have skeletons in the closet. What's scary about you is I think you actually have real-life skeletons in your closet. Like, who? I haven't heard from Andy from Merrick. We'll see if he's alive today.
You think I've killed Andy?
I have no idea what goes on in that house. Maybe he cinched his leash too tight, choked him out.
Time now for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Take
this
it.
Is all deflecting.
Take it.
This is all deflecting because you refuse to pay the entry fee. I can see you going into a club, like college days, like, all right, $12 cover. No. What do you mean no? No, I don't pay cover charges.
No, why would you even say that? No, absolutely.
That's your track. That's all I know. That's why.
Like
that's all I know.
I pay for everything. I told you. I passed this one off. I said, I don't have the Venmo, and I don't have the PayPal. Cassie has that under control. I said, this is what we need to do. It hasn't been done yet. And plus, I'm leading the bracket right now.
You know,
I should get my investment back. If I win the show bracket,
so,
I should get
the investment
back.
So there's like 163
back.
People, I think. You're probably in 87th. That is what you consider to be leading the bracket.
Yeah, leading the show. I'm leading the show. As far as people that are competing on the show, everyone has a bracket. I'm winning.
Hey,
I'm winning the show.
You're a loser. Yes, you're beating the four of us.
That's all I was really focused on. I could care less about winning the entire thing.
Okay. That's fine.
If we do our NFL picks, I'm not competing against
for you.
Like I'm not competing against other shows. Like I hope I like at the end of the year my picks are better than every show. I'm just hoping my picks are better than your picks.
I think that's already done. I think you've already beaten me.
I've already beaten you in the bracket.
I don't. Yeah, well, because I had Illinois winning and I had them playing Florida State. So yeah,
oh, yes.
I can't gain anymore.
So I'm definitely not paying you now.
You'll pay. You'll pay. I will. I don't get angry often. If you don't pay, I will become incensed at that.
Well, I mean, so now, so So here, let me look at the two options. Either I pay and you're fine.
Yep.
Which is, I mean, that's it. Now all of a sudden,
already I'm a little bothered by you that it's taking you.
Okay.
This
well,
long.
We won't even talk about it. If I just pay you, it goes away.
It goes away.
It doesn't become a topic of conversation.
Right.
If I don't pay you, and this continues to fester, there's a chance you may have a Price is Right moment and lose your mind. So you're not getting paid now. I mean, you just sealed the deal. You're not getting paid now.
So you're a bad guy. Now, Chris, I mean, you like me. You like Rick. I think you're very fair in a lot of your assessments.
Okay.
How can someone live with themselves and do this kind of shenanigans?
I don't know. I don't know how Rico can be comfortable not paying the entrance fee for the pool. I don't get it. I mean, I went out of my way to sign up for Venmo.
Because you're a gentleman.
I don't have a Venmo, never had a PayPal, but you know what? I wanted to participate in your tournament pool because, Dave, I felt like it was the right thing to do with my teammate. To
make
sure that I was getting involved with it. And it was a team thing. It was a show thing.
And
the fact
you know
that
what?
Rico
even
hasn't
worse
given
you
the money, it's such an insignificant amount of money today. That's the
and
thing
we pressured
that's crazy.
Santiago. Poor Santiago.
Stay out of my pockets, Canty.
He didn't want to do it. Santiago didn't want to do it. He's like, guys, I don't. We said, it's a show. We pressured him in. And I
you
feel
pressured
badly
me.
About
I didn't
that
want to
now.
Do it either. And I'm winning, so I don't have to. I shouldn't have to pay.
You're not winning, though.
I'm
You're
beating
not
you guys.
Winning.
That's all. That in
pay
my mind.
Congratulations. I mean,
in my mind, that's winning. That's really all that
you're horrendous. You really. I don't
that's
know
like
how you
walking.
Live
in, that's like walking into a classroom and saying you're taller than all the other kindergartners. I'm the tallest person in the room.
I feel good.
Stop.
Okay, you know
Establish
what?
My
feel
dominance.
Good. Feel good. Feel great. You beat us. You will beat us. And pay me. And pay me.
Here's the one. This is the one positive of a pandemic world. I don't have to see you. I just see you on Zoom, so it won't even get really uncomfortable where I feel like I have to pay you.
I'm going to start not talking to you. Next week, if you have not paid, I will not address you. The pool, the year ends on Monday night. If I am not paid by then, on Tuesday morning, I will not address you on the show. I will
so
make
I'll get,
statements.
So I'll get the
if
week
you
off.
Choose to react off those statements, that's fine. I will turn to Chris, and I will ask him questions.
When I'm here, Dave.
What are you going to do for the final hour and a half?
Now, when he leaves the show, that could become very uncomfortable.
Rico, it'll be like his Saturday show. You know that's how
that's
he prefers
what he wants.
It anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Don't bring me into this.
Oh, you're in this.
Don't bring me into
you're
this.
You're right in the middle of this.
No,
you're a baby.
I'm a baby. You're a baby. All right. let's hear. We'll get to baseball in a moment. Let's hear from Adam Schefter. What needs to happen for full stadiums this coming season in the National Football League?
When Roger Goodell says today, as he did, that he is expecting that there be full stadiums this year with all the fans in attendance, I think obviously this country just has to continue on the trajectory that it's going with more vaccinations, with more people getting them. And hopefully at that point in time, there'll be enough mask wearing, there'll be enough protections in place that it won't be an issue and that these stadiums will be full like everybody would love to see this upcoming fall.
I hope so. I maybe we do. Maybe we get there by September, October, that we can have 80,000 people at a stadium. But I'll tell you this, and I'm not a big baby about these things. I don't think I'm going to 80,000 people stadiums right away.
I get why you might have a little bit of trepidation, Dave, but I'm just trying to connect the dots here. I mean, if President Biden and this administration is saying that everybody that's 16 and older can schedule an appointment to get a vaccine May 1st, I mean, you're talking about 3 full months before the NFL season kicks off on September 9th. So, I mean, I just feel like it sets up for, you know, fans, if they get vaccinated this summer, to have an opportunity to go to these games safely. And, I mean, that's ultimately all you can ask for if you're the NFL is just like, okay, we have the timeline. It feels like the calendar falls in our favor. I mean, there's no reason for them to scale back their operation based on where we're at right now with the pandemic. I don't see that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. I mean, I don't know how realistic it is, and who knows? I mean, I would have to hear how it's explained as far as what you need to go to one of these games.
Well, I think you're going to have a vaccination, no?
Yeah.
Or a negative test, vaccination or a negative test?
Yeah, it'll be either or.
All right. I mean, so can you would you imagine that? I mean, people love football, but would you imagine doing everything it took to go to a Giants game right now?
For me or for other people?
Just in general. I mean, there'll be people that want to go, but do you think
absolutely.
You think you can have full stadiums?
Oh, yeah.
I think there'll be full stadiums.
I think you will.
I will, yeah.
I'll be interested to see it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how scary I would be about going into a full stadium. I don't. I mean, if you have the vaccine, I just feel like the chances of you getting COVID to the point where you'd be hospitalized or something worse, I mean, that's next to nothing. So, I mean, I don't know how worried I would be about it.
I think it's a fair point. I don't know, and maybe this is just me. I have kids, and I don't know. It's been a pandemic, and we've seen the effects and all the death, and maybe it's a crazy tack to take, but I think I'll probably take a little while off from going to a stadium of 80,000 people. Now, if you told me I could go to a Mets game and there's 11,000 people and I'm going to be spread out and it's outdoors, obviously, that's something I would absolutely do. But, you know, to have people elbowing me and right up against me and going into the bathroom with people, you know, leering over you and right on top of you, nah, I don't think I'd feel comfortable with that, at least for this coming season.
Mm. What about if we got to a point with the Mets during the postseason, places sold out? Would you consider a playoff game sold out?
We're right there. Like, I'm right there on the fence for that.
I'm not the person to answer the question because I don't love, like, I love the tailgating aspect of going to football games. I don't love watching a football game at
All right, so then let me turn the tables stadium. On you. Mets are in the postseason. Game 5 of the division series. They're home. They're taking on whoever. DeGrom on the mound. 2 tickets. Would you go?
In that instance, I would probably
You'd go.
I enjoy, but here's the thing, though. I would rather go to a baseball game and watch, especially a postseason baseball game, as opposed to, I mean, you're the same way with NFL games. Like, we can barely, like, once the tailgate's over, we can't even keep you to watch the game because you want to go home and watch all the games and everything else.
Well, it's not that I don't like going to NFL games. It's that I don't like going to NFL games when other NFL games are on and missing them. If you told me I could go to a Giants game on a Thursday night when there's nothing else, yeah, I love that. Or a Monday night, or even a Sunday night. But when I'm missing other games and I don't know what's happening in the rest of the league, I feel very, very uncomfortable in that situation.
Yeah, I don't love it either. And then all of a sudden, I mean, you go to a 1 o'clock game. By the time you get out of the parking lot and home, now all of a sudden that's eaten into the rest of the day's games. So I don't listen. Tailgating, all that fun stuff. I love that stuff. But actually going to a game, it's not one of my favorite things to do.
But I think most people listening now, we can take some calls on it, 800-919-3776. If the NFL says that we're welcoming back 78,000 people into MetLife Stadium, I would think that most people, if they know that everyone has been vaccinated or has tested negative, I would think they would go to the games. I believe that to be true.
Well, I don't see why you – I mean, at that point, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, we said this when you were starting to get fans back at Madison Square Garden and for the hockey games, was that, I mean, where else are you going to go where you know every single person inside the building has been either vaccinated or has had a negative test from the last 72 hours?
Right, yeah. But if you tell me there's 11,000 people or something like that, and there's going to be social distancing, I feel much better than having... I don't love crowds of that to begin with, to be honest with you.
Okay, and I get that, Dave, but you would feel more comfortable going to a baseball game with reduced capacity at the stadium, you know, in June or July, as opposed to going to a full stadium in an NFL game in September.
Yes, absolutely.
I just feel like there's more opportunities for more people to be vaccinated by the time we get to September than you're talking about this summer when baseball is going to be played.
True, but a couple things. A, you're going to be able to social distance, and B, you're going to have confirmed that you've had a negative test or the vaccine. So I'm going to be covered kind of on two avenues there.
I hear you. I get where you're coming from. I don't know, man. I just feel like if you've got more opportunities to have more shots in arms by the time we get to September, even if you do have 80,000 fans in the stadium, I just feel like the chances of you getting sick to the point where you'd have to be hospitalized or worse is next to nothing.
Yeah, but also remember, Dave, again, I mean, part of his decision-making process is that he doesn't love going to football games anyway.
No, but if you told me Giants have the opening Monday night game, you can go and there'll be 78,000 people there, I think I would probably bypass that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
7:30, Dan Graziano. A lot of baseball conversation coming in the 7 o'clock hour. Let's get to the calls. They're all lined up. They want to talk this Wednesday morning. Let's go to, I'm confused by this, I'd like some answers, Al and Danbury. Al, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, sir.
Good morning,
Al. I will be going to the games at Giants Stadium. I'm going.
All right, so you're going, but that's not what confuses me. What confuses me, and correct me if I'm wrong, my call screener says you're a Giants season ticket holder, but you're a Cowboys fan, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, explain that, please.
I get to see the Cowboys every year.
See the Cowboys one time a year.
Yeah, I go to all the games. We have a bus that leaves from Danbury. We got like 50 people. It's a big happening deal with tailgating and cornhole, and just it's a awesome deal. And we go to the games. We have a blast. And yeah, I'm in.
But you're a Cowboys fan.
Second shot. Yeah, that's right.
Well, how could you be a Cowboys fan and disregard the Cowboys games? I'm confused by this.
What do you mean disregard the Cowboys games? I go to the Cowboy game.
You go to one Cowboys game a year. The other times the Cowboys are playing, when the Giants are playing, you give up on the Cowboys and you watch the Giants and you play cornhole.
Yeah, because he's scouting
the NFC East, Dave.
He's scouting the NFC East. He's an illegitimate fan is what he is.
No, he's not. Stop it.
He's not a real fan.
He's a real man. He's a real man. Goes to the game with a bunch of his buddies. They drink beers, play cornhole.
It's not a risk.
I'm sure he would destroy you in because you're awful at cornhole. Horrendous.
Whatever. You want to take shots at me, that's fine. He's a fraud fan. If you're a Cowboys fan, why would you go to every Giants game and miss out on the Cowboys games?
Well, in recent years, watching the Giants games is probably one of those things that makes you feel better about your team, knowing how the Cowboys always underachieve. So here's the thing, man. Going to the game is an event. Like, people just love going to football games. Now, I'm not going to kill the guy, Dave, because he's going to a Giants game, a team that actually plays near where he lives, as opposed to staying at home and watching the Cowboys. I'm not
All I'm saying is he's a fraud Cowboys fan. He could be a great NFL fan. He might love the NFL. As far as a Cowboys fan is concerned, that gentleman.
But I don't understand why.
What if he goes back home? Why do you have to go fraud, though?
Yeah. Like, why can't there be different levels of fandom?
No, please, if you're a Cowboys fan, I would – Santiago, you agree with me on nothing. Can you please chime in here for a minute?
100% in Dave's corner on this. The guy's a fraud and a bad fan.
Oh, stop it. He's a good friend. All his buddies go, they rent a bus, they go have a good time. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It's all about that.
But Dave doesn't have friends. That's the issue. Dave doesn't have friends. I have a ton of friends.
It's about being a passionate, ardent fan. And if this fraud just goes to a Giants game and he gives up on the Cowboys, then he's not a Cowboys fan.
The Cowboys and Giants, the games overlap a lot. If you're going to a Giants game, you're going to miss the Cowboys game for a lot of those games. They play 15 other times. It's ridiculous.
There is such thing as a DVR. Like, he can go home and watch the Cowboys game if he chooses to watch the Cowboys game.
No. See, you're this DVR. You can't DVR games and go home and watch
them. You can do whatever you want.
Watch them live.
This guy wants to go live his life and have fun, as opposed to you, which everything you do in life revolves around when the Giants are going to be on, because God forbid you DVR a game to go do something with your family.
Or how about this, though? So a friend of mine said yesterday that if Michigan went to the Final Four, that he was going. And then he told me that the day after, and he told Ben the story too, the day after his daughter was born, day after, he went to the Final Four and left his wife with a one-day-old baby.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a great relationship.
And Ben said, would you do that if it was the Giants? And I said, no, I would not have done that. And then he started giving me like examples. Well, how about if you could fly in and out the same day? I said, no. He said, how about if the game had been in New Jersey and you could drive to the game, go to the game, and be back the same night? I said, yeah, that I would do.
Now, your buddy's a bad guy. He's a bad guy, and I'm sure his wife holds that over his head for the rest of his life.
She does. She hates it.
Well, of course she does. See, when you've watched what a birth looks like, and you're going to leave her there with a one-day-old?
I said no.
Your friend should be embarrassed for telling you that story.
Why?
I mean, it's an embarrassing story.
It's not like I outed his name on the air. Friends tell embarrassing stories. You have What's embarrassing stories you tell us.
Call him right now.
No.
Get him on the phone. I want to speak to him.
No.
I want to see how this has worked out. Picking to go to a basketball game.
They've been married for 20-plus years. She's not happy about that, though. She brings it up all the time. It's very uncomfortable.
It's a loveless marriage. Guaranteed.
It's not a loveless marriage.
Guaranteed loveless marriage.
It's not loveless.
Oh,
tons of love.
She probably doesn't even sleep with him anymore. I wouldn't.
I think they're married over 20 years. I think that's part of the territory at that point. Let's go to Danny in Long Island.
But this is where you're wrong. If you do the right things, Chris, listen to me for a second. If you do the right things and you make better decisions, I get more sex now than I got when we were dating.
What?
Oh, yeah. Anytime I wanted, wherever I wanted.
I got some sexy undies.
Whatever you wanted?
Wherever, whenever.
Whatever. I'm trying to get to the what part.
Yeah, let's not get crazy now. This is...
Because you told me something goes away once you get married.
No, but see, that lasts longer, though. If you do the right things, if you don't make the decision to leave your wife in the hospital with a one-day-old, you definitely ain't getting none of that. That's gone. Done.
That's gone?
Even special occasions. Like, you're revving up for an anniversary, no chance.
Because that was a bit concerning when you said that. I was a little nervous about that.
But it's all how you treat her. It all comes down to that.
So doing the household chores, which she doesn't expect him.
Yes.
Making sure you get her the flowers to surprise her for whenever, not just on special occasions.
I'm the worst with that. I got yelled at the other day. All you do is your flowers on special occasions. You never just surprise me with flowers.
Just because stuff, man. That's the biggest thing.
Spontaneity is important. I think spontaneity is a big thing.
Take it, flowers.
Take it.
Write her a little note. Sometimes I'll write her a note. I'll just put it somewhere where she's going to get it, like on the calendar. I'll write her a little note, a little love note.
See, I don't have nice handwriting, though. That's the problem, man.
Type it up.
I can't type it up. What are we talking about here? You can't type it up.
It takes away from it a little bit, Dave.
Roses
something
are
about
red?
The
yeah.
handwritten note.
Find some beautiful poem, type it up, and there you go.
Well, it doesn't have to be a haiku. Like, you could just all of a sudden, like, hey, I love you more than anything, or so, just something, like, sweet, something nice.
But
just
if
because.
She can't read it, if he's got bad penmanship, and
ain't
can't
that bad.
Out, she'll think it's a grocery list. Peanut butter. Strawberry jam.
Oh, my God.
Get the magnets for the refrigerator. Do it in magnets.
Oh, I like that.
Yes,
that
what
is
I'm
a
saying.
Good idea. Yeah,
just
the
I love you in magnets.
On the magnets.
That's a winning move.
I like that,
see,
I like that
guy.
Rico. Resident idea guy for a reason. I love it.
I mean, you probably have awful credit with your lack of attention to detail with that, but you're a good idea guy. Danny Long Island. Danny, you're next up on
that. That's where all the money. That's where the $50 went.
Yeah, great.
What a conversation this morning, guys. Listen, I used to chase people with guns, but I don't have a set of cojones to tell my wife who's holding an infant baby that I'll be back in a couple of days. I'm flying to Washington.
Crazy, right?
A bad guy, a bad dad, but a set of you-know-whats the size of melons. I can't even believe that happened. A typed up love note just loses something. I'm sorry. As far as the Cowboy fan, you know, there's eight games, there's eight home games. One of them is against the Cowboys, so there's only seven other times. I guarantee only half of those times the Cowboys are even playing at the same time because they'd be on Monday night, Sunday night, Saturday night, all these other games. So probably missing three Cowboy games. 4 o'clock starts, of course.
So you say three or four, Danny, which is about 25% of the games. That's too much. It's unacceptable. You're on the wrong side of this.
Yeah, but he's out there having a life, having a good time. Just sitting in your basement screaming. So he's having a good time. He's enjoying his life. When you know he's it's just something to say about being a little social. But listen, as far as the COVID is concerned, you know we're into 13 months now. Everyone's entitled to their own sensitivities and how much they're willing to put themselves out there. You know, you can fly in a plane now for 6 hours. I every time I Google it, it says the chance of catching COVID outdoors is almost minimal. So when you're in a restaurant now, and I've been in a restaurant since they said I can go to restaurants, you sit there for 90 minutes without a mask, you're having a conversation, there's people sitting 5-6 feet away from you. If I'm outside of the stadium, outside, of course, I'm not sitting with 50,000 people. There's only 15 people in my 6-foot area. I'll wear a mask, but there's absolutely no chance of sitting at Citi Field on a beautiful sunny day and wearing a mask that you're going to get COVID. Now, if you ask the experts, is there a chance? Of course they'll say there's a chance. There's a chance that a guy sitting in a plane could sneeze out the window and land on me while I'm jogging. But the chance is minimal. Minimal. A better chance of dying in a car crash.
But here's the thing, though, Danny. But Danny, here's the thing, though. I mean, listen, you're talking to someone that caught it outside. Like, that's where I caught COVID. I caught it outdoors. But, I mean, it's what level, like how comfortably you are going, and do you want to, even if it's the smallest chance, do you want to expose
that's
yourself
right.
to that smallest chance?
And here's my take. I'm not judging you. If Danny wants to go and go with 80,000 people and get there early and tailgate and drink and be in a bathroom where it's like sardines, that's fine. That's up to him. But and I don't judge him for that. But I think on the flip side, he can't judge anybody that determines, you know what, I'm just not ready quite yet to go to a game with that many people.
But see, that's the reason why I would choose not to go, is because that's what you just explained is the reason why I would want to go to a football game. Is for, you know, the camaraderie with, you know, with your friends, even people you don't know. Like, that's the best part of going to games.
Yeah.
Like the tailgating, all that different stuff. That's why I like to go. Like when we do our tailgating at the football game, that's one of my favorite days of the year.
Very
it's
stressful
a blast.
Last time we went. Very stressful.
I love doing that stuff. I go to a football game for different reasons than I would go to a baseball game. It's a different, like going to a baseball game for me is a different experience than going to a football game.
Going to a baseball game is a lot more relaxed for me. Going to a football game is very stressful.
It's very stressful. And when I watch a baseball game live, I miss it a little bit. Like the commentating, I miss a little bit of baseball, but when I go to a football game, I definitely miss having the replay and the commentating and everything else.
Yeah, there's a lot by going to a game that you miss out on.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Rothenberg coming your way at about 6:46 this morning. Rick, you got a winning question for Stump Rothenberg today?
I think it's a question that you'll probably get right, but I think it's a good question. I think it's interesting.
You want to tell me the topic of
sport?
Of where
it's going to be? It's going to be tournament related.
Tournament related.
Yeah,
oh, I love the tournament.
Okay.
Are you a tournament guy or a tournament guy?
What did I just say? Tournament.
You said tournament.
Yeah, I'm a tournament guy.
You're tournament. Okay.
Well, you know how I pronounce words. I say mum. They're weird. I don't even know what my accent is at this point.
I think the weirdest one that you say to me, mum, is strange. Popcorn. Every time I hear it, like
popcorn. Popcorn.
You know what Cassie says that's really weird? She says treadmill.
What does that mean? Treadmill?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, what are you talking about? She said, treadmill.
I thought you were talking about like some kind of a diet fad.
That's what I thought.
I smashed the treadmill through the blind, through the window.
So she would take the treadmill through the blind, through the window.
Yeah, which I said to her, I said, you know, it's spelled, it's M-I-L-L. It's not M-E-L. It's not a meal.
Right.
But she can't get her, like, she can't pronounce it right.
So she just can't do it?
She just cannot, like, she just cannot
do it.
And that's what I said.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Me either. That's why I caught me off guard when she said it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Like tournament. Honestly, I've heard both of those words.
Yeah, tomato. Yeah.
Right. Treadmill? That's
a new one. That's a new one. Yeah.
Dave, you know what I've been doing with some of my free time, all like 10 minutes of it? Been doing some reading up on these mole people in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
That's just craziness, man.
See? I told you it was a good project.
It's crazy.
I told you it's a good idea. Let's go to Mustafa in Parsippany. Good morning, Mustafa. You're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
So, getting back to the Cowboys fan with the Giants season ticket, I am a diehard fan. I go to games actually to Dallas. I have a ton of Giants fans. I know this about me. And I would never miss a game on TV or any time. I would move mountains to make sure I am in front of my team watching them play whenever they're playing. So
how about their magic idea of DVRing the game, Mustafa? They say DVR it and then go home and watch it after.
Are you kidding me? Especially if you live in New Jersey, your friends are always texting you. People hate the Cowboys. There's no way. I get alerts constantly from other fans when they're watching the Cowboys ticker on the bottom or anything. I always get brutalized for it. So no, I would admit I would. It would be blown for me. I can never DVR it.
See, I have a lot of, I don't like his choice in teams, but I have a lot of respect for Mustafa the fan.
Yeah, I don't get it, though, Dave. I mean, if you're a fan of the NFL and you want to go to more than just a couple of games a year and you have the resources, if you root for a team that's outside of the market that you live in, I don't have a problem with going to the games of the team that actually plays in that market. I have no issue with that.
All right, so we disagree. I have a major issue with that. Major issue. I don't know how you could be a fanatic for one team and then not watch their games. That makes no sense to me. If he said, look, I like the Cowboys, but I'm not passionate, and when they win, it makes me happy, but it doesn't ruin my day. This guy said, I'm a huge fanatical Cowboys fan, but I don't watch the games.
Maybe it's hard for me to put myself in that situation because I play in the NFL and I played for three different teams. But, if I had the opportunity growing up to be able to go to a lot of Giants games. If I could do that, I mean, even if I wasn't a fan of the Giants, I would want to take advantage of that opportunity. I would want to go. I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Dave likes shaming other fans, Chris. He makes them feel better about himself.
No, this is not a me thing. Santiago, who doesn't agree with me on anything, agrees. We just had the great Mustafa call. He agrees. This is, you guys are wrong on this one.
Yeah, but you're a different level of fan. I don't understand why you just can't accept that there's different levels of fan.
No, but
the guy never said. The guy never said he was
a
fanatical
Cowboys fan. You're not if you're going to Giants games and missing the Cowboys games, you're not a huge Cowboys fan. You're not.
But just going to a game, period, is a privilege. Like to have the opportunity to have the resources to be able to do it. I mean, if I'm that guy and a bunch of my buddies are going, yeah, I would want to take advantage of that. I wouldn't want to just stay at home and watch the Cowboys game because, you know, I'm a fan of the Cowboys. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm gonna pass up on the opportunity to go to an NFL game. Like, that's crazy to me.
We agree to disagree. I would never do that, ever.
Yeah, but you should make other people. But you should make other people feel bad for doing it.
Well, I can make them feel bad. That's what I do. I don't think you would do it, Rick. I mean, you talk all high and mighty. If I offered you tickets to a Giants game and they played the same time as the Jets, you'd say, I don't want to miss the Jets game.
If you offered me tickets just to go to some random Giants game, I would probably say no because I want to watch the Jets game.
Well, Dave, exactly.
Dave,
it's a different situation,
question.
Though.
It's Dave, the same exact situation.
No, it is not. No, time out. No, it is not.
How is it not the same situation?
Because this is not the guy just gets randomly offered tickets to games. He's got a group of people. It sounds like a lot of people that rent a bus every single home game, and they go, they tailgate, they hang out, they have a good time. He's just not going to a random game. Like this.
All right, so if you were invited to go with 50 people and you could go to a Giants game with all your buddies and play cornhole and drink and go into the game and have a great time.
I would go.
You would go and not watch the Jets game.
If we did a DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg tailgate at a Giants game and the Jets were playing at the same time, unlike you, I would tailgate, have a good time with everybody, and then I'd go watch the game as opposed to just decide, you know what, I can't be here for this game. I got to go watch the Giants and leave. Because I'm a good teammate and I'm a good guy.
Maybe you are. You're a better teammate than me. You're a better guy than me. I'm a better fan than you.
That's fine.
Okay. I think we've just figured it out. Let's go to, I mean, speaking of fan friend, I mean, this is one of the greats. You were asking the other day, I remember during the pre-show meeting, where is Spike in Jersey? We found him. Good morning, Spike in Jersey.
Good morning, my friends. I want to let you know I missed you guys, but I really didn't miss a beat. This is a DiPietro joke. Just listen to the joke real quick. I put in the fastest internet so I could have a strong stream.
Stop it, Spike. I mean, really, you're better than this.
That's a prostate joke. I loved it.
It's a prostate.
Thank you.
Prostate humor is very big at this hour.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for me, it is. But anyway, here's the deal. I got hooked up with everything, and I haven't missed the show. Your show's the best for podcasting, because the whole show's podcasting. It took me about 10 days to adjust my sleep pattern to get up so early, because the sun comes up here different. It's great. I'm really happy. My wife's happy. My mother-in-law's with us. So everything's really good. And thanks, Dave. On Saturday, you paid me the ultimate compliment, telling me I have a trait that reminds me of your mother.
Yeah,
it don't
amazing.
Get better than that for me.
I don't know if you heard so this, Rick. It's amazing what Spike can do. He can be in the midst of talking to you and throw other like random things in there. He's like, you know, so the Giants had a great game, and there's a coupon I have 2-for-1 at the Arby's for this week, and by the way, you know, the Mets are able to do this, and then he throws something else out there. It's a trait that not a lot of people have, but congratulations, Spike.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, very flattering. So here's the deal with the games. You know, it's a tricky one because I read in the paper down here in St. Petersburg, too. I'm getting my vaccine finally at my age and condition on April Fool's Day. So some blind guy's going to show up and stab me somewhere. But I'm glad I could get it. The problem is going to the game is difficult for me now under my health and all. But I think I'd take a shot. If the Knicks were in the finals and you gave me tickets in the last row, I think I'd take a shot. And if I may, one Knicks comment. One thing I realized, they are fun to watch this year. They have a dearth of talent, probably the second or worst talent overall in totality in the NBA, and may have one or two best coaches. And if the kid from Duke, Quinn, I forget the last name, at Utah.
Snyder?
If he's not coaching. Yeah, Quinn Snyder, thank you. If it's between him and Thibodeau, and I'd love to hear you guys debate that one out for Coach of the Year. If the Knicks finish around 500 with this dearth of talent, and guys, great to hear you again, and thanks for always being kind to me.
Oh, very, very good. We're happy that you made the call. Yeah, I think that Tom Thibodeau is right up there for Coach of the Year. I mean, the over-under was shattered halfway through the season. They've had a sensational year. If the Knicks wind up with a top six spot in the Eastern Conference, listen, I guess you could give it to Snyder, but I'd be hard-pressed to not give it to Thibodeau.
No, but I mean, if Utah ends up having the best record in the West, he's going to win the Coach of the Year.
He might. But I think Thibodeau, I think the job that he has done is sensational. Both guys have done great jobs. I think it's fair to say they probably won.
I don't disagree. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised too if Monty Williams gets votes for what he's doing in Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. They can wind up with the top seed in the Western Conference.
Because I think Chris Ball should be. I mean, he should and he won't. But I mean, he should be in the conversation for MVP too.
You and your MVP conversation.
But it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, the impact he has on. Look what he did with OKC.
He does it everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes. He did it with Houston also. When did that series fall apart that they looked like
when
they
were on the verge of winning? When he blew out his hamstring.
when he went out and he got hurt. He's amazing. Guests on DCR, PRV, the Goodyear Hotline. You're going to be happy with this news. It's Stump Rothenberg, but on top of that, it has a sponsor attached to it right now.
We have a sponsor for Stump Rothenberg now?
Yeah, we have a sponsor.
This is big news.
Let's start it out, a little Wednesday edition of Stump Rothenberg.
He's confident.
I have so much knowledge.
He's arrogant.
I'm a big star, you know.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You don't think I'm smart?
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
All right, Stump Rothenberg brought to you by BetMGM Sports. So that's right, a little sponsorship with the Stump Rothenberg segment. 800-919-3776. Rick, are you ready to play Stump Rothenberg?
I am ready to play.
All right, let's bring him in, the great Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DCR. The first word in sports. What's up, Drive Time?
Oh, we're doing great, Andy, and we appreciate your call and your loyalty to the show.
Absolutely. Love you guys and love baseball. I got a baseball question for you.
All right.
There has been one pitcher who has won the Rookie of the Year and Cy Young in the same year. Name him.
It's not good. You know it, Rick?
Yeah, I do know it.
Do you? Is it... is it Fernando Valenzuela? See, Koufax wasn't good early on in his career. And there only used to be one Cy Young Award for both leagues. I know Fernando won the Rookie of the Year in 81. Did he win Cy Young? I don't feel 100% confident, but I have some semblance of confidence. I'm going to go with Fernando Valenzuela.
And you would be correct.
Yes.
Woo!
That was correct.
It was very stressful.
Oh, and that's the first question, too. I mean, that's, you don't usually struggle on the first question like that.
Well, there's been some. I thought it was Fernando, but I was not, honestly, I was not 100% sure. All right, you're up. Go ahead.
All right, here we go, David.
Yep.
This is tournament related. How many teams have reached the Final Four unbeaten?
Oh, wow. So now we're including this Gonzaga team, obviously.
Correct.
All right. So, I mean, the 57 Kansas Jayhawks reached the Final Four undefeated, and they lost to North Carolina and the great Lenny Rosenbluth. San Francisco, I know, did with Bill Russell. UCLA, how many times did UCLA do it? So that's two. I think UCLA did it four. Indiana did it. I'm not going to get this right because I'm going to forget someone. All right, so I'm thinking seven. Then I got Kentucky. I'm going to say it's either nine or ten. But I think there's probably someone I'm forgetting. So Kentucky did it. Oh, UNLV did it also. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to say 10.
That is incorrect. 14.
14?
14.
Wow. You don't know who the other ones are, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Just the answer. All I have is the answer.
Okay. All right. I wasn't even close on that one. All right. Let's go to... so that's one and one. Let's go to Rex... Sexy Rexy in Brooklyn. Good morning, Rex. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Glad to be back on the show. I have a good one for you. A good question for you. Baseball, though. We're going back to baseball.
Go ahead.
Ready? All right. What major league player was the last, well, actually the only player to be the last to wear number 42 for three different teams?
Wait, give this again now?
The major league player, right?
Right.
He wore number 42, was the last player to wear number 42 for three different teams.
Oof. Three different teams.
Give me a hint. He was a good player.
That's a tremendous hint. Boy, that's tough. I mean, Mo obviously did, but he's obviously not more than one team. Three different teams. You have any idea on this one?
Let
me ask you a question. Does it have a New York flavor to it a little bit?
I have a guess. I'm going to say.
I know who it is.
I'm going to guess. And I feel like this might be more than a guess, but I don't feel 100% confident. Was he a heavy set guy? I'm going to say, was he left-handed? Move on.
Move on.
Yes, Dave. Nice.
Practice follow-up. Do you know who the third team was? You probably know the first two.
What's the question?
The Angels.
Yep. What were the Angels? Yeah.
What did he ask?
The Mets and the Red Sox.
What were the three teams? It was the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Angels.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I don't think the third team was all that hard. But the Mo Vaughn was good. That was a good get there.
Yeah, that was all a nice right. question. That was a good. That's the kind of question
that's a nice
you're
question.
For right there.
See, that's the kind of question you're looking for. I like that. Let's go to Sal in Dutchess. Loves Stump Rothenberg. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning. Yes, I do love Stump Rothenberg. But before I get to a question, can I ask you, so are you guys doing the same thing that the K-Show is doing with starting on Monday?
Giving away money,
huge amounts of money.
Yeah, no, they don't.
$500, yeah, something like that. Okay,
$10,000 a month. That would be.
I'm not even giving Davis money.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even give me the money he owes me. You think we're going to start giving out money to you guys first? Well, it's baby steps.
I hear you.
Baby steps.
Okay, this is a movie question.
All right,
and it's like 33 years old. When was the last time you watched the movie Cocktail?
Probably 20 years ago.
Oh God. Okay. Well, do you want me to give you that one, or do you want me to give you a different one? Because it has to do with a name. One of the main characters.
How deeply entrenched is this question about the movie Conker?
It's just one of the main characters' name in the movie.
Ask.
Okay. In the movie Cocktail, there was Tom Cruise who played Brian Flanagan.
Yes.
And it was Brian Brown.
Yes.
He played the other guy. What was his name in the movie?
Coughlin.
Coughlin, you got it. Give yourself a ding-ding. Thank you, guys.
Is correct.
I don't believe it's pronounced Coughlin, but...
I think it was Coughlin, however you say it. I mean, was it right?
Of course it was right. I'm actually more impressed with that one than the Mo Vaughn one.
No, the Mo Vaughn one was a better question, though.
No, better question, but the fact that the last time you saw Cocktail was 20 years ago, and you could still boom.
I've watched bits and pieces. Elizabeth Shue, very good in that movie. Very.
That's a really good movie. Let's
go to Matt in Bethpage. Matt, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hi. What number one song on the pop and R&B charts was written by a former vice president of the United States?
By a vice president?
A former vice president. Wrote the music for the song.
I don't think
it was number one for 6 weeks.
This has to be a very long time ago, right?
In the 50s.
50s? Yeah, I don't, Rick, you have no idea here, right?
No, I have zero clue.
I'm not even going to take the time.
This has got to be way back, though. Back somewhere in I don't know, 50. I would say 50s-ish.
Well, he just said that, so yeah, I would agree.
Oh, he did just say that?
Yes. When he said this happened back in the 50s, that kind of gave that away. Yes. I'd be wasting everyone's time if I even hemmed and hawed.
But what if you said you said it was the vice president at the time? Who was the president?
No, it was written by someone who used to be a vice president.
So this isn't even. It wasn't written in the 50s. It was written prior to that, but performed in the 50s. I have absolutely no idea.
Want the answer?
But yes.
The title is "It's All in the Game." In 1958, it was number one for 6 weeks on the pop and R&B charts. And it was written by Charles Dawes, who was Calvin Coolidge's vice president.
All right. I had absolutely no idea. I do know Calvin Coolidge was president from 25 to 29, but I...
Yeah, I don't love the question. That's not something I'm bringing to the office.
No. The move on is a bring it to the office kind of question.
All right, here's a question, and Stump Rothenberg, a quick one. Tournament related.
All right.
Who holds the record for most consecutive tournament appearances? Which team holds the record for most consecutive tournament appearances?
Now, is this active or the longest, the most consecutive at all?
This is currently active.
So it's active. I think it's Kansas then.
That is correct, my friend. Yes, 31. Right,
that is correct.
All right, so that's 4-2. So that's not terrible.
No, that's good.
That's not terrible. And there you have it.
I don't know. I don't want to even count. I mean, I would say 4-1. That's not even.
Well, I mean, I was wrong with it. It was.
Yeah,
a
but you
question.
Were wrong with. But I don't even hold that against you. I'm actually happy that you didn't know it.
Could you imagine if I knew that?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.